Hey folks, this is David Shore from Corruption and Child Protective Services. I'm here at the Mishawaka Flea Market. One is the Citizens Climate Lobby. And I've talked to you about that, about we can take care of this in our own little areas instead of waiting for the government, which, you know, the government's not going to do anything. Not going to interfere like countries like China, who would rather use old, outdated manufacturing instead of updated. We have like the Red Light, like Studio, which has tie-dye. Those of you that like tie-dye, is going on today from 10 until 2. So chances are when you hear this, it'll be over, but it's every Sunday during the summer months. So come on down. People can bring their dogs. They've got large pedal cars for the kid in you. And this has just got a little bit of everything. And
I was wondering why not.
Yeah, we had an idea of Ben 10. What was that show? The merman, mermaid one.
H2O.
Yeah, where he goes into the pool, the cove, and he gets a tail.
The only thing is that everyone gets a pamphlet, like an instruction manual, like sort of like a guide that says, you know, you can explore it, but can't go to this one specific cave. Yeah.
And he doesn't read it, and so he's got a dilemma because now he's got the tail and he can't change. Can't change in any of the aliens that he is. But if he gets rid of the tail, he also loses his abilities to change. So
it's like $8.
So folks, yeah, you can come down here. And there's different, like made in home. And get farm fresh items, you name it. So, anybody likes coffee, that's Ralph Roast is here. And this is what families are all about. As you heard, my daughter is here. And yeah, one of our ideas is for those of you that have kids who watch Ben 10 and another show called H2O, a little crossover there, but I think it's just, there's a place called Hole in the Woods Farm. They've got different things like the Mishawaka Public House. Just this Memorial Day weekend, we should remember that we can do these things because of those that sacrificed for our freedom. Those that can give us the ability to do like podcasts like this, be able to speak freely and not worry what others have to say or a government that interferes. We can never have that. Because as soon as the government interferes, they can tell you what to say and what not to say. You may not like what a person says, but at least respect that they have the ability to say something. We have one here, Farmhouse Country Shop. You got cats, there's bow ties. Maybe you should get that for karma.
What about this one?
Yeah. So, yeah, a bow tie for a cat. Anyone who have cats, you know, the cat's probably going to hate you as soon as you put the cat bow tie on them. Well, of course, you got a cat that enjoys dressing up. We've got collars here. Now, the prices are reasonable, $15 for a patriotic They got different types, including one that has skulls.
Okay, this one is, I thought it was like 28, but it's 15.
It's $15. In other words, it sounds like all of them are 15.
They're all 15, they're all handmade.
Okay.
Everything here is handmade.
I'm just making a podcast episode. Probably people come next week because I didn't put it on until just now.
Dad. Well, that'll slow it down.
Dad, look at this.
Oh, that's her favorite, Jack Skeleton.
Oh, wow.
I might actually get this today because...
How about home is where the cat is? Em, how about home is where the cat is?
Oh, are you kidding?
Em, look. Curiosity did what? By the way, folks, don't be a dumb bass. Get it? Dumb bass?
This is $35, Dad.
Oh, I was going to say, if I know out there is a glare, it's like, what?
Folks, there is a hand towel that says, I use this towel to wash my balls. That's for golf.
Oh, man. This is so pretty. Five Dan again.
For those of you that don't know what soap is, there's one that says, please note, the soap is not just for decoration. So, just in case people are scared to go near the soap. So, they got pretty much...
I think this is like a type.
Farmer bills, marketing greenhouses. So, in other words, if there's something you want, come on down. Now, you probably miss it today, but they're here every Sunday through the summer. So come on down. It's in the Mishawaka Commons. There's the new apartment. If you know where the Mishawaka Public House is, that's where it's located. Lottie's Garden. There's also D&S Farms. So this is why people should come down. I mean, if you like fresh fruits and vegetables, they have that. Asparagus boxes are $5 each. Apples are $5 a box. They got stalks. So you name it. If you want it, they're here. If it's not here, then like some people say, you don't need it. But we got one for farm fresh eggs.
Oh, these are beautiful flowers.
Yep. If you want flowers, they've got them. They got potted plants, hanging plants. So, just come on down.
And beautiful roses for the ladies.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And for you ladies, just remind your special someone, you know, this place is here. Maybe they might want to pick you up something nice. Just a little thought. No pressure.
Freeze-dried Skittles.
Yeah, if you want freeze-dried Skittles, they have it there at the Weed. Is that Weed? W-E-A-D-E?
Weed Ranch. Yep.
Weed Ranch.
So what is this?
They're on Facebook and Instagram.
It's a hot pepper?
The W-E-A-D-E Ranch. Check it out. You can, it looks like pasture aged non-GMO eggs. They have banana bread, heirloom tomato plants for $4.
You have banana bread.
Yep. The Brandywine tomatoes, honey drop tomatoes, Cherokee. Oh, they're sold out of the Cherokee purple. Do you think you'll have any more next week?
No.
Okay. Well, folks, they're sold out of the Cherokee purple, but they got sweetheart cherry, rose de Bern, Italian heirloom, striped German, 10 fingers of Naples, orange accordion, the Mance wild cherry is also sold out, Paul Robeson, and San Marzano. So, except for the Cherokee purple and Mance wild cherry tomatoes, they pretty much got everything else. Oh, you putting this on?
Maybe.
Okay.
If it was live on Facebook, I'd be
Let's see. We got Bailey's Bakery. In other words, just like regular farmer's market, but this is like an open market. And if you got a four-legged friend, bring them. They're not saying anything.
Just looking around, and my dad is thinking of getting a dog, so...
Yeah, probably not until I get my house. Because my landlord does not allow pets. It's like, oh great, I can't even get a Komodo dragon. But then again, if I had something like that, that'd be my security system.
Yeah.
All it has to do is just touch it with its tongue and it's like, you're out. Digital art prints, you name it. So like I said, come down here. Glazed and confused. Artisanal donuts.
Dirt pudding, vanilla salted caramel, mocha dream, and birthday cake batter.
Ah.
Oh, they have...
Dirt.
Yep. It's a chocolate and Oreo cake with chocolate glaze and Oreos on top.
And a gummy worm.
And a gummy worm.
Well, hello.
Yep. Wanted to check out.
And the pound cakes that are left is strawberry cheesecake. That's all that's left of those, though.
You just take cash or card?
Both.
You know, I have to get that.
Yeah, that's $6. Do you care which one?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, give me this one.
Did you want to get something?
No.
This one looks prettier.
Okay, I just bought a strawberry cheesecake, which I don't mind. I missed out on the cherry.
She didn't have cherry today.
Oh.
She only had lemon and strawberry cheese today.
And of course, I missed out on those.
But the lemon sold pretty fast. She's hoping to do Black Forest next week.
Okay. So, folks, I'm going to post this today. So, next week, go to the Glazed and Confused Artisanal Donuts.
Yes.
They're...
Or Booth 33.
Booth 33. So, they're right across from the Ralph Roast.
That's like a copy.
Right across from Ralph Roast by the Public House.
By the Public House. So, just, they're going to have different, but you better get here when they first open at 10, because they sell out relatively quickly on...
What's your zip code?
Huh?
Your zip code.
46601. They usually you only get the strawberry cheesecake.
Last one.
Yeah, because otherwise they'll have. What usually do you have? Like lemon? Do you
I have lemon. I have strawberry. I have cherry. I have Black Forest. I have root beer float, banana, butterscotch, cookies and cream, water grape.
So people should get here when you guys first open.
You'll have the best selection then.
Yeah, it's just a variety of different things each week. I do brownies and cookies. It just kind of depends on how my week goes. It kind of depends on the supply.
Okay.
I'm a single mom.
Okay, definitely, because she's a single mom, definitely come here because single moms have a hard job. So come on over.
She usually has two or three flavors.
But lemon and the strawberry are like the staples.
Those are almost always here, and then something else sometimes is mixed in every other week.
Okay, well, the lemon and the strawberry, you heard. Just come in, and as soon as it opens at 10, it would be preferable because we just got here last week. Most of the donuts were already sold out by the time we got here.
Yeah.
So
I brought more this week.
Well, just... Hopefully, this podcast will get enough people where people will come.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You
too. So, little guy right over here.
Hi.
That is awesome. I got
so. Well, there's not much more I can say. May 21st to September 25th is this Mishawaka market. So, come on down and enjoy yourselves. And that's pretty much all I got to say, except remember on this Memorial Day, if you knew someone who was in the military who has passed away tomorrow around 3 p.m., you have a moment of silence. If you want to say a prayer, just a moment of silence, that would be great. So, from from me and my daughter here at Corruption and Child Protective Services. Have a happy and safe Memorial Day weekend. And let's one day where families are all together, not just for Memorial Day, not just for these holidays, but for all time. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward.